10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Transmitted by wireless, delivered to your room with the day's program.
Charlie says,
please, Mr. DJ, play that one again. Please, Mr. DJ,
play that one again.
Play it.
Okay, now.
PC Podcast.
I love you.
Let's begin.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel, back for my 8th year of podcasting. I started on January 2006 and I'm still here. Ah, yes. One thing I do need, it's the Fountain of Youth. for some more weird and wonderful music. 14 tracks of weird and wonderful music to get you going for the start of 2014. It's me, Pete Kogel, once again back, as I said, on an eighth year of podcasting. Every year I get to this point and I think, do I want to continue? And I think, I do enjoy it. And, you know, I mean, there might not be as many listeners as there used to be, but, I think the listeners that do like it, like what they hear. So it's always worth kind of continuing on. I always sort of do a bit of a stock take, as it were, and check how many downloads I've had over the year. And, in 2010, I almost gave up the podcast at one point and then, sort of won an award. And the downloads rocketed at that point. And of course, they've gone downhill ever since. And I think it's a question of there's an awful lot of choice out there. An awful lot of people have got an awful lot of choice. And, they don't necessarily choose, this sort of music as you get here on PCP. And I did say at one point a long time ago that I thought PCP was my sort of, you know, bulk standard podcast, and dubstep zones, were the genre specific. And then I was told by Louis from Secret Archives, he said, no, mate, you know, they're the popular ones because people know exactly what to expect. The really eclectic one is PCP because people have got absolutely no idea what to expect next. And that is indeed true. That's indeed the way it is. So, yes, you will have a variety of different music styles here, starting off with that particular track. That was by an artist called Shockpoint. You can find him at soundcloud.com/TheOnlyShockPoint. That's Shockpoint, Shockpoint, from the US. He got in contact with me just at the end of last year and said, thanks very much for playing one of our tracks. And I think I played it in the dubstep zone. And he's got a variety of different albums, which he said, go and plunder. So I did. That's Fountain of Youth, which is something I need at this particular time of year, because every time it gets to the start of the year, I get a year older. We all get a year older, I suppose, but I get literally a year older because it's my birthday on the 2nd of January. And, I do feel it sometimes. I've had a long, long, weekend, or week before the weekend, as it were, and I'm tired, and, it's back to work on Monday, and,
I'm not sure if I can face it myself. Oh, excuse me. I'll stop yawning and play you into the next track.
This is Rhythm of My Heart, recycled by Lura and the Steinregen Dub System. Rhythm of My Heart, recycled from a new album by Steinregen Dub System. You can find them at freemusicarchive.org/music/Steinregen_dub systems. Stein, S-T-E-I-N. R-E-G-E-N, Steinregen, from Freiburg in Germany. I picked that up on LCL Records, although actually it's not on the LCL web yet, because as I said, I found it originally by Free Music Archive. Excellent stuff. Really, really good indeed. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Plenty of dub here coming along in 2014, of course, as of course there has been ever since 2007. So if you want to go back to the annals of BCP, I started BCP, the first podcast, in January the 28th, I think it was, of 2006, and then spawned off the Dub Zone in 2007, Dubstep Zone in 2009, and the Hip Hop Zone a bit later on. But yeah, it's been one of those interesting experiences. I really, really enjoyed doing what I'm doing, and I like to play a variety of different music. And I hope you enjoyed the mix we had at the end of 2013, because there were some fantastic tracks out there. Now, one of the artists I've been playing a lot in 2013 was Insane Fennel, and I haven't finished. This is OMO. In musical genres, that particular album by Insane Fennel. You can find him at soundcloud.com/insane_Fennel. Picked that up from Generation Bass. Always worth checking it out, generationbass.com. He is from St. Petersburg in Russia. And that was a fantastic track, and I've got a few more of them I still want to play because it's just such a great album, and it's such a varied album. So it sort of touches all the right places, all the right buttons get pushed for me on that particular album. Indeed, really, really worth listening to. As recommended by, of course, Vince from Secret Archives, and they've got a new album coming out, which looks and sounds like it's going to be superb. So we'll look forward to that. I think at the end of the month, end of January. I can't get my worms out. Right, here's another artist from the former Soviet Republic. This is from Minsk in Belarus. They're called Rail Kid Station, and the track's called Right and Useless. They came from Minsk in Belarus, would you? But then again, a lot of the music I play, it sounds like it comes from somewhere else. That was Right and Useless, which is how I feel sometimes, by Rail Kid Station. You can find them at southerncitieslab.bandcamp.com. The album's called Tramps Are Handsome, We're the Jugglers, which I've got absolutely no idea what that means, but it's worth listening to anyway. It's very, very good indeed. Now, we have another track from Perma F. I've played him before. He's from Malmo in Sweden. Comes out from a new album of his, which I picked up on SoundCloud. This is a track called Wonderland.
Late, mother's finest day. You have the right to remain stupid. Everything you say will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. You have the right to speak to women and to have a teddy bear present during any questions. If you cannot afford a teddy bear, it's not my problem.
I'm not sure what teddy bear's got to do with anything, but I still have my teddy bear. Yes, I do. I still have my original teddy bear bought for me by my parents when I was very, very young. Sits in a drawer at home, and he's looking very old. Well, he is very old, let's face it. I'm 53, so he's looking almost as old as that. And yeah, but he's a lovable. He's a lovable little bear. You still got your teddy bears? I bet you have, haven't you? Go on, tell me. Drop me a line. Pete.Kogel@gmail.com. Tell me, have you got your teddy bear? And better still, send me a picture. That would be a nice shot for the website, wouldn't it? Yeah. I'm gonna reorganize the website a little bit. I think I want to do a little bit of work on it. I haven't done it for a while. But anyway, that was, Wonderland. No Winter Wonderland. No Sleigh Bells. Just Wonderland by Perma F. SoundCloud.com/Perma-F from Malmö in Sweden. Wonderful stuff. Now, pick this next track up from the Ephedrina record label, ephedrinanetlabel.bandcamp.com. This artist, I think, is from Cuneo, which could be in Italy or could be somewhere entirely different. Either way, the track's called Crazy, which is pretty apt, really, by DJ Enigma.
Oh,
Nice. DJ Enigma, who you can find at the Efferduna record label, at Efferduna net label, .bandcamp.com. Yeah, that's where you'll find them. From Cuneo, which could be in Italy. I haven't really checked. I'm not going to bother. Definitely worth checking out. It's from the Efferduna record label, album number 79, which is called, Soffici Miscugli. Miscugli? Yeah, Miscugli, which is, certainly sounds Italian, doesn't it? So it must be something to do with that. Nice stuff indeed. Now, going off to India now, from the Anui.bomb record label, from one of the albums I played before, it's called Stupidities, or Stupid Ditties, number 3. This is a track called Purke Saka, by Workshop.
Thank you.
Two tracks for you there. The first was a track called Pude Sarka, P-U-D-H-E, Sarka, S-A-R-K-A, by Workshop. They are from India. Comes out on the Nui Dot Bom record label, and you can find that at Nui, D-O-T-B-O-B-M, at Nui.bom, /stupidities3.html, which is definitely worth checking out there, or stupidities3, whichever you can pronounce it, really. And then we had Darkophony on Angel Dust Records, of course. That was Darkophony Part 3. That came out towards the end of last year. I haven't really played enough of that yet. Corti is from Rennes in France, of course. Definitely worth checking out. SoundCloud.com/Corti. And Angel Dust Records at angeldustrecords.com, of course. Where else? Where else? Right, we're going to go on now to a duo from Cambridge in the UK. They're called Sound Managerie. This is a track called Stay With Me.
With a view to a sunset, a sky never grey, to distract the moon.
another four or five more fantastic tracks to listen to. That one was called Stay With Me by Sound Managery. You can find Sound Managery, the lead singer, Abigail H. Parker, at soundcloud.com/Abigail H. Parker. Comes from a new album, which I picked up on Storyamp. They're from Cambridge in England, and we're going to stick in England for the next track, which is by an artist I have played before. He's called Tactus. He's based out of Edinburgh. You can find him at tactusmusic.net. The track's called Red Tide. Red Tide by Tactus. He's from Edinburgh. You can find him at tactusmusic.net. Very nice indeed. From Abaga Records at abagarecords.com. A-B-A-G-A. Very nice. Now, the next sort of sounds we're going to get, we've got four more tracks. They're coming from Florida, from Belgium, from the East Midlands in England, and then over to Latvia for the final track. But this is Security, the club mix by the Beat Club from Miami. And by the look of it, they've been around a long time, been sort of doing work with various people from sort of Factory Records in the old days, and they've been around sort of 20 years, and been doing some interesting stuff, which is probably why I like this. At least I've listened to this. It's Security, the club mix.
solo existe el amor.
Sitting in the garage.
He's got it so he can rip them to WAV. So I'm going to be doing that. It's going to take me an awfully long time. I've got to go 400 LPs or so. I shall have a go at ripping as many as I can possibly stomach. But, it'd be very nice to do that. And I'm very pleased with that as a birthday present. So I started off with a couple of albums and I've got a whole lot more to do. If you've got anything that's really weird and wonderful and interesting and, I think it's rare, I'll probably sort of play it on here for you. I've got a couple of tracks which I know I've never really heard of the band since. So, feel fairly safe in playing that on here. So, we shall do that. Right. This is from an artist, from Planet Terror Records. Of course, planetterrorrecords.com. The track is called Space Love. It features Bryce, B-R-I-E-S, on vocals, I'm guessing. Or, what we'll say in a minute. I can't remember if it's got vocals in or not. This is King Stux from Belgium. Ending Space Love by Bryce, featuring Bryce, rather by King Stux. You can find them at SoundCloud.com, or just King Stux from Belgium, out on Planet Terror Records at PlanetTerrorRecords.com. Definitely worth checking out. 2013 has been a hell of a year for Dubophonic. Not only have you been playing some fantastic records, but of course the Cyprus dub So sound systems have been going loud and clear. I've been playing some of my dub zones out there as well. Dubophonic is an offshoot of that, and very well put together indeed. That has been going together for coming up a year, I think, soon. This is from the latest album of there, from them. An artist called Raccoon, R-A-K-O-O-N. You can find him at, well, you can't find anything of his. I just found it at soundcloud.com/dub-o-phonic. And then the album is called Concrete Roots, Universal Dub. Have I got that right? Yeah, I need to look at this. Let's see if I got that right. I've got some written down wrong here or something here. No, the artist is a Raccoon. It's from the, oh, yeah, I've got it completely wrong, haven't I? This is from Explorations in Dub, isn't it? It's got nothing to do with anything else. Yeah, I've got that completely written down wrong. This is from the Explorations in Dub album, which I have played a track from before. I'll play something by Concrete Roots a bit later on, but this is Raccoon. I'm getting confused here. I only really just started my 8th year of podcasting. Have I mentioned this 8th year of podcasting? Have I? Might have done. I think I've sort of lost my marbles, actually, but that's just the way it goes. Anyway, let's play the track. Shut up, Kogel. Play the track. Raccoon, Tripping.
We'll be right back.
Raccoon. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Raccoon. And a track called Tripping Dub, which came out on the Dubophonic record label. And as I said, there's a new album of theirs by Concrete Roots. Comes out soon. And actually, has come out soon. Just recently. And I'll be playing some of that soon on the Dubster, on Dubzone, I think. That'll be good. Definitely worth checking out. Right. Last track time. And it's a track that came out, I think, just yesterday off Cut Records. This is an artist that comes out of Riga in Latvia. He's called Different, D-F-R-N-T. You can find him at soundcloud.com/DFRNT. This is the Stunner remix of Dark Blue. And I picked it from Cut Records, cutmusic.org. You can find it at soundcloud.com/DFRNT. And, I commend you to, enjoy the rest of the track. And I hope you've enjoyed the tracks we've listened to so far. I shall be back in a couple of weeks with some more of, the same, really. Same old rubbish. Well, maybe, but, fantastic, wonderful, diverse, eclectic, bonkers, really. Yeah. That's about it. See you soon, folks.